الله الرحمن الرحيم. Still in this chapter of sabr and also the various aspects of this hadith that we were reading, that when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was told to have show mercy and kindness, forgive that person for his rude behavior, how immediately he responded and listened to him. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that great Khalifa that ayats of the Quran came down according to what he had, what he thought is correct. So great his position was. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, had there been a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. But in spite of that, he used to make mashura with his people. And he kept those people who have the knowledge of deen in his mashura, because by that a person will be guided rightly. Further, we see this hadith throws light on dealing with criticism. A person where criticism will come for every person, and the more a person is in the public domain, the more he will be criticized. How to deal with that criticism? When distinguished people like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the righteous khulafa were criticized, those who follow in their path should expect the same. Whenever a person does any public work, you can well expect criticism. You can never please everyone, and never should that be our intention also. Try and please one Allah. It is not difficult to please Allah, and He is one. To please Him is easy. But the minute there are two people, if you want to please this one, the other one gets displeased. And if there are many more people in the community, etc., you can never please everyone. So a person should not be afraid for criticism. And unfortunately also, many people unduly, without cause, criticize also. So that should be just ignored. A person shouldn't worry about that. As the hadith suggests, one who is criticized should exercise patience. Forgive those who are ignorant and continue fulfilling the commands of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Whenever a person is criticized, he should exercise tolerance. We can well expect people are going to criticize. Make your shoulders broad, make your heart big, and accept that criticism, and exercise patience. And unfortunately also, vast majority of people show ignorance in their attitudes. And they will just speak anything, blurt out today on the groups, etc., on the social media. You find all types of comments. A person can't just take everything to heart and serious. He must expect all that. And you must keep on fulfilling the commandments of Allah. Many times all this criticism is from shaitan, and it is to stop a person from fulfilling the commands of Allah. Many times a person feels, I must give up my job. What I'm doing, people are criticizing too much. Family people will put pressure. You don't need all this in your life. But we have to carry on, and we have to fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So we can expect all that, and we must keep on doing the work of Allah. That's a sign of sincerity. If we are doing it for Allah's pleasure, then we will carry on in spite of all the criticism. Ulama also recommend that one should examine the truth of any criticism. This is a very important point. When criticism comes to our ears, then a person should give it due consideration. Examine it. See what is it really. If it is valid, one should effect change, and one should bring change in a person's life. And on the one side, we mustn't just accept, we mustn't get so depressed with criticism and we just carry on with what we're doing. That is the one extreme. On the other extreme, we mustn't just ignore it totally. Listen to it. What is it? If it is valid, that fault is in me. I've made a mistake. I've got this weakness. Accept it wholeheartedly. And then we correct ourselves accordingly. And on the other hand, if it is effect change, and if it is not, if that criticism is wrong, we give it a fair, objective thought, think of it properly, and if that person is wrong, then one should ignore it and forgive the person who is criticizing. Then just ignore that criticism and forgive that person also. Don't hold that grudge against that person. Many times, the people who are in leadership position, like who start in the class, etc., whoever, then we, when somebody has criticized us, brought some point, then we hold a grudge against that person. That should not be the case also. When somebody has said something about us, think of it. If it is right, then correct ourselves, bring that change in ourselves. If it is wrong, then forgive that person. Don't hold a grudge also against that person. So great, great lessons we are taught from every hadith and every aspect of all the hadith. If we really, so to say, open our ears and our hearts, we will benefit tremendously. And on the other hand, we will keep on reading and teaching hadith also. But if we don't take the effect on ourselves, we won't really benefit. It will be like what the Quran Sharif explains, donkeys that carry loads on them, they don't benefit from all that. We will just carry loads of books of knowledge on us, but we won't benefit from it. But if we take heed from every point, there will be great lessons for us, and we will benefit tremendously, which will show itself in this world also, and of course more particularly forever in the Akhirat. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.